I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Today, I want to talk about what is becoming quickly one of my biggest pet peeves and a huge trigger for me. That is when people love to tell me, you're not fun anymore. Oof. Yeah. So it happens sometimes when, you know, you're out with your friends or you're out with a group of people. And there's usually one in the group that will notice that you're not drinking and pick up on the fact that you're ordering water or having a non-alcoholic beer, wine, etc. And, you know, like to make the joke, oh, you're not fun anymore. You don't drink, really? That's not fun. I would be completely lying if I said that that didn't bother me. The level of bother has definitely decreased, I will say, but that has been a pet peeve of mine, mainly because I think one of my fears that held me back from quitting drinking was the fear that I wouldn't be fun, the fear that I would no longer know what fun was, and the fear that I would never have fun again. Which, you know, over time, I did learn that I can absolutely have fun again, and I will be fun, and I am fun. That alcohol is not indicative or does not make me a fun human being, but that was something that I personally had to overcome when I quit drinking, that I was just afraid that I, you know, by not being able to go to happy hours and becoming belligerent, I would no longer be fun. But it was just learning what was actually fun and a new fun. So when people would say to me, especially in the beginning, oh, you're no longer fun, I found that my responses or my reaction to that would be, I'd be upset. I would internalize it. I would sometimes try not to cry and find myself being like, no, I'm fun. Oh my God, don't say that. Now, when people say that, I get angry. I just, quite frankly, get annoyed because one, I can't immediately, my thought is, you are beyond rude. Like, who says that to someone that you are no longer fun? But now I also, you know, take it a step further and really makes me think, all right, quite frankly, who are they to say I'm not fun and what is fun? Was it fun for me to black out and to throw up and to sometimes fall over? That wasn't fun. Was it fun for me to wake up the next day and not really remember my night out or to feel absolutely disgusting and lethargic and not able to be really productive at all for a day? No, that absolutely was not fun. Yeah, what's fun? And why is it fun for them, or what makes me fun for them to have me be drinking? Like, why do I need to drink in order to be fun? Like, that really kind of made me think that, you know, maybe these people aren't the barometer or the thought, really shouldn't be the ones that I'm gathering with if I'm fun or not. And I just recently read a quote by Glennon Doyle that really hit the nail on the head for me. And in that quote, she said, I want to make sure that I read it properly. It says, we must stop asking people for directions to places they've never been. Okay. So with that being said, people that are calling us not fun anymore, are they really the people that we should be looking to decide whether or not we are fun? Most likely not. And, you know, and I'm going to say this, and this might be a little controversial to some, but I beg us to ask the question. Isn't them questioning or calling us out per se for not being fun, for not drinking, kind of a reflection of how they feel about their own drinking? I just feel that for them to actually say that you're not fun because you're not consuming alcohol is a kind of a bold leap and assumption. And I think that it really has to make us question, why are we caring what people think of us if they believe, truly believe that you need to be drunk and drinking alcohol to have a good time or to be fun for them? And I know this episode probably sounds a little bit harsher than my other episodes, but I really take this seriously. And I really take you know, it really, it offends me. And people say that you're not fun anymore. Does it offend me because I don't think I'm fun? No, that's not why it offends me. Why it offends me is because I think about the newly sober woman that I was before I really knew the joys of sobriety and how much better my life was for it. And the idea of people making these claims to other people and them maybe not becoming sober or giving in and drinking because of that is what upsets me. Because while a night out to them might be fun, but nothing is more fun than waking up the next day, not being hungover, knowing that you stuck to your true self and that you did what was right for you and feeling good about yourself. So I would just say this, that I'd be lying if I said that obviously it does definitely stir up a reaction and emotion within me when people say that you're not fun, but just consider the source. Because if you are defined, or you're who you are, and if your fun is defined by a liquid substance, I beg to really just question, is that accurate? Because there's a reason that you want to quit drinking. There's a reason that you're not drinking. And am I saying that did I never have fun when I drank? I'm not saying that. But there came a point in my life where the amount of fun that I have was substantially outweighed by the shame. There was a time where the amount of fun that I had was substantially outweighed by the way that I felt physically, the way that I felt mentally, and the way that alcohol was impacting my life. So when people are telling you that you're not fun, think big picture. Just think about what your why. And think about how proud you're going to be of yourself the next morning when you wake up and you know that you did not drink.
Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.